start with your interviews before you talked to Mr. Armet. You said you had participated in the interviews with at least some of his apartment roommates.
Yeah, two roommates and then the younger male. So three total interviews prior to that.
And did you talk to other officers who had spoken to the other two roommates?
Yes.
And kind of compare notes?
Yes.
And you knew all of that before you talked to Mr. Met?
Yes.
Had you ruled out that those roommates were involved in the disappearance and the murder of Sunamu?
I'd object to the extent that calls for speculation.
I'm just asking, as a police officer, if he had
and,
made that
overruled.
In my mind, I felt that they were more than likely not involved.
So, at least by the time you talked to Isar Med, was it clear that he was probably going to be the most likely of the suspects?
That was my opinion.
You said several times during cross-examination that in retrospect, with everything you now know, or in hindsight, you would have done things differently.
Yes.
Just give us an idea of what that would have entailed.
I believe that we would have either A, put him back in a holding cell for several hours, or possibly just booked him in jail based on what we had at that point. I believe probable cause existed at that point. I'd have to look back, obviously, and then just locate an interpreter, arranged for a new time the next day, or maybe even a day and a half later, to interview him in a different setting.
But it wasn't that clear to you at the time just how bad things were.
No. It was a very clunky. Clunky is like describe that interview. Clunky. But again, I didn't realize the interpretation was like that.
In terms of what Isar Met said concerning placing Sunamu in the shower, would you look at page 65 of that transcript?
I'm here. Okay.
About a third of the way down the page, there's a statement by Isar Met out of the shower. What does he say?
It says, I dragged her and put her into the shower.
And then let me turn to, I believe it's the next page. Now it's two pages later.
Correct.
So page 67. If you could just read what he said in that entire section.
This is what happened. She fell down the stairs. I took her to the chair and comforted her on my tummy. She ran out suddenly. I pulled her hand instantly. My pulling had some force, so she hit the wall and fell down the stairs. After she fell down, she was shaking downstairs, shaking, 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 and when she went still, I pulled her and dropped her by the foot of the bed. After I dropped her, I ran up the stairs. I saw her shoes at the entrance, I picked up the shoes, and while I threw it into the bathroom, I pulled the child by the arm and put her in the shower.
So at least by that point, even though he had denied it earlier, he was admitting putting Susan's body in the shower.
Correct.
And the shoes.
Yes.